This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ramadan is without doubt the month of the Quran. Inshallah, in this section, reminder B, which is just for 5 minutes, I want to hopefully go through the month of Ramadan, just highlighting some of the treasures, if you like, from the Quran, as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought our attention to mentioning the verses of the Quran. Why has he named the chapters in a certain way? The chapters in the Quran are called Suwar, and they're given a specific name, and that name is not, if you'd like, is not just a random name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that name so that people can actually consider the implications of the name. And it is a big task to do, but inshallah we'll see how much we can achieve in this month of Ramadan. And without doubt, the most important chapter in the Quran is Surah Al-Fatiha. And Surah Al-Fatiha has a number of names. Amongst the names is Surah Al-Hamd. It's also called Al-Shafiyah. It's also called Umm Al-Quran. It's also called Al-Quran Al-Azim in some narrations. And Umm al-Kitab. So it has many names, and we know that it's called Al-Fatiha for obvious reasons. It is, it opens up the book, the Quran. It's the first chapter there. It is the opening of our Salah. But it's also called Al-Shafiyah because it is a surah which has power in terms of its ruqya abilities, and this was something that was practiced by the Sahaba, and the Prophet ﷺ affirmed this, so that was known as Al-Shafiyah. Also, it is the greatest surah in the Quran, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it, if you like, an important part. It's a pillar of the Salah. You know, you have to read it in your Salah for your Salah to be valid. And it's also called the seven often repeated surah, Sab' al-Mathani, which Allah again mentions in the Quran. So these are some of the names of Surah Al-Fatiha. But what is important as well is that Al-Fatiha itself, and this is probably one of the keys why it's called Al-Fatiha, is that it's not just that it opens the Quran and it opens the Salah, but actually there are meanings within Al-Fatiha which are very pivotal in understanding a person's relationship, a person's relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because even though they are short, seven short verses, but they actually put together the whole principles of how a person should understand this life, understand who Allah is, understand a person's relationship with Allah. When you think about the verse, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, which is a very important opening in a relationship between a person, because it's defining you as an individual, your relationship, what is your relationship with Allah, and what is Allah's relationship with you. Well, Allah, your relationship to Allah is that you have to worship Him. So you have to have that ibadah, and ibadah in its general terms. So everything is focused to Allah. And while we're in Ramadan, this becomes much more highlighted, because we should be thinking of everything that we're doing. You know, you're fasting. SubhanAllah, you're doing the fasting and siyam, which you're not doing anything. I mean, in reality, you're abstaining, aren't you? But you are in an act of ibadah as long as you are abstaining. So all the daytime, your meter for ibadah is ongoing. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repays you back by giving you the other aspect of this verse, which is an-nasta'een. That means Allah is the one who will give you the help. You seek the help of Him, He will give you the help. So you can see the key in understanding Al-Fatiha, and that's why, I mean, 5 minutes is not enough to even mention a few letters from Al-Fatiha. But in terms of understanding the meanings of the word Al-Hamd, Surah Al-Hamd, the praise of praising Allah, Surah Umm Al-Quran, it is the mother of Quran, because it sets the principles that go on forward, inshallah ta'ala.